You're out. You're okay. You're okay. I got you. Let me check your vitals really quickly. No. Stay put.
No, you have to. Because
I just gotta double check. You know where you are? You know who you are? Okay. When was your birthday? Alright, people responses look okay. So you were in for about 40 hours. It's the longest period of time anyone has been in the machine. Arm. Thank you. Just pulse and blood pressure and all that good stuff. No, I'm just making sure all your vitals are okay. Because we have no idea what kind of prolonged effect being in there for so long would do to you. Physiologically speaking, of course. And, well, psychologically too, but we haven't gotten to that part yet. Alright, let me check against... One second. Turn your head. Alright. Other way. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you went in with 4 points incision, which is why we were able to hold the neural pathways that long with the link. But I think we may have fried some of your synapses. You might notice some weird visual discoloration. Let me hold this up. What color is this? Okay. That's, No, color perception is subjective, so it's fine that it might be a little scrambled for now, along with some other stuff. You might be tempted to relay feelings in numerical orders of, like, how are you feeling? You might say 07342, and that would correlate to... It's fine. Right now, you aren't having any of those symptoms. No, I know it felt real. That's the point. You had full immersion for 40 hours, which is, again, I don't know who authorized that, and I'm trying to figure out. I'll say the clearance is higher than I have access to. I'm glad I came back in to lock up, because I didn't think anyone was in the lab. But apparently someone just left you in here, just running. Yeah. Well... I'm not at liberty to say whether it was real or not, because the events that occur within the system are real. You are generating things. It's just not in a way that we in the physical world do. The neural processing that you're doing inside the machine, it's addicting, isn't it? It's like being God. The amount of control you have over that space. I think that's the main reason we don't leave people in the machine for that long. I think, unless you have the right temperament, psychologically, it's just sometimes too much to bear. Yeah, I mean, we've lost a couple test subjects to psychosis because of it. Yeah. But, so far, so good. So far, you're only having some... problems with color perception, and the jitters will die down eventually. You're getting used to having a physical body again. Well, it's not that you don't have a physical body when you're in the machine. It's your physical body is only keeping your mind alive. It isn't, that's what it's doing normally anyway, but to a much higher degree. It's hard to explain. The human mind is trapped to a certain degree. It's in a cage. Your body is what cages it. But when we integrate you, it basically takes the limiters off your mind. There's no direction it can't move in that space. There's no limits to what it can inhabit or do. It's virtually limitless. Yes, and that's why it's so addicting, and that's why we're studying it so closely. As the technology is going to get more readily available, people will start integrating naturally, and perhaps not with the same level of finesse that we do in this lab. And that's the real problem. That's what we're studying, is to make sure that when that does happen, that the risks are limited and mitigated. Possibly. I mean, you probably are one of a few humans alive who've tracked as much time inside the machine as possible. As 40 hours is, we're talking about the upper limits here. We're talking about, because before you, I don't know, I think the most we've had inside of an integrated machine was about 4 hours. So you've basically blown that number out by a factor of 10. You are, well, we'll have to keep you. Can we keep you overnight? I mean, do you remember who put you in? No. Like, do you remember anything about it? Because judging by your clearance, you wouldn't have been cleared to authorize any kind of machine time. No? That's strange. Well, hopefully you'll remember, because something's off about all this. Something's very off about it. Yeah. Alright, can you stay put for a minute? I'll be right back. I just need to run some diagnostics, alright? Just lay back in the chair. I'm gonna hook you back in. I need to see some stuff.